the spiritual, the paranormal, angels,
demons,
off-worlders,
UFOs,
conspiracies,
weird weather, seen and the unseen. It's Sight Unseen with your host, psychic and medium, Danielle Agnew.
Hey everybody, Danielle Agnew here. How are you? Happy Wednesday, as always, coming to you on Sight Unseen live on mtradio.net, love and broadcasting from the big sky of Billings, Montana. You guys, make sure to hit mtradio.net to check out all of the fantastic shows here. There are so many topics that are discussed. It's a wonderful broadcaster, and we have the opportunity to actually take your live calls and receive your live feedback in our chat rooms. So don't forget, this is a call-in show. I love to read for people who call in with your issues, your questions, your concerns. I talk to your angels on your behalf, and your angels were gifted to you by Creator, not the other way around. So I get little cheats on what you're like, man, by talking to your angels, because your angels have personalities that support yours. That's just kind of the way it works. So if you guys have questions, concerns, comments, anything you'd like me to look into or read on for you, make sure you have a question. That's my only rule. You got to call in with a question, because calling in with, what do my angels want me to know, is not actually a question, considering that angels are not people and they have no agenda as far as our personal growth goes. They just love to help us if we have a problem or an issue or something. So you guys, make sure you call me up. Of course, the line here in studio is 406-545-4496, option 1. Area code 1, if you're calling from out of the country, 1-406-545-4496, option 1. Or you can hit me up in the chat room, mtradio.net/chat. We've got activity in the chat room. Valerie, you're saying Keely and I are listening. Hello, Keely. Hi, Valerie. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. While we let the ethers settle. Oh, we got somebody calling. I love this. This is fabulous. Hey, caller, thank you for calling. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Danielle. This is Kim, and I'm calling from Billings.
Kim from Billings. Awesome. What may I do for you, Kim?
Well, I wanted to see if you would answer a question for me.
Sure.
I recently met a guy, his name is Don, and I wanted to kind of see what your feelings are about him, or around him.
Kim, this looks like a possible love interest, Don.
Okay. Yes, from Birmingham, Michigan.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Talking to the angel who walks with your life path, you know, this person, Don, has gone through a lot in his life.
Yes.
Good heavens.
Yes.
They're talking to me. Go ahead.
Yes, ex-military. Yeah, he's just overall a great guy. He's just, you know, I'm a little concerned because he's never been married and he's 59.
You know what? Actually, they're showing me that is career related, and it's interesting you would say Army. So, you know, and it's it's honestly, formerly, this gentleman has spent a great deal of time traveling all over the place.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
And they're showing me, too, that he's actually a really cool guy.
Yeah, he is. He's really cool. But, I'm just a little nervous. I was going to see what you, if there anything, you know, future for us, or what do you think?
Well, you know, I'll tell you, darling, I will give you the ingredients here. And I always tell folks, thank God relationships are free will issues. Thank God
Yes.
the universe does not destine us to somebody. That would be called an arranged marriage, and that would suck. So,
yeah,
you know, so I can tell you, though, I'm looking at this, Kim. Don is in a very different place in his life. He is very much ready to, he doesn't want to stop adventuring. He's quite an adventurous soul, they're telling me. Okay.
So am I.
Right on. Go, you go, girl. Yeah. He's looking for somebody to adventure with.
Okay.
And you would be you just mentioned you're an adventuring soul. You guys have the opportunity to go forward and really have fun together.
Okay.
Quick here, they want me to tell you, financially, this gentleman has set himself up. So it's not a situation
That was my next question, because I'm not as financially secure as he is. So will that be a factor?
No. It will not.
Okay.
He is, and I mean this in a respectful way, he's old school. He believes that a gentleman, if he is courting a woman, should be able to pay for certain things and be able to treat her, and he does not expect you to make as much money as he does. I believe strongly this is probably why that angel popped right in with your question there, gal. As you mentioned, that was your next question. So this angel's like, hey, I got this.
Okay.
Now, he's really financially stable, and he's done very well for himself. One of the reasons he hasn't partnered as much is that he's had a really hard time, Kim, finding women who just want to love life and live life and have fun and not not get all dowdy and weird and we have to stay home and tend the garden
and let's focus on mortgage payments
and let's just lay down and die. So and that is certainly not you. It's not him.
No.
You have a wonderful opportunity to get to know one another here.
Okay, cool.
This just a quick cautionary flag, if you will, if you can even call it that, from your angel who walks with your heart. This gentleman will proceed with authenticity. He will, if he's doing something nice for you, it's because he truly wants to.
Oh, okay.
They are telling me that, even though this seems like a fairly new meeting with this gentleman, they are telling me that this may be unique for you. I don't see a whole lot of people... really, he's going to gentleman out, and I'm not sure you're going to know what to do about that, Kim, but just receive.
Okay, cool.
That's a good thing.
Okay, cool.
Yay.
All right,
I'm happy for you, love. Congratulations for meeting a neat person.
Yeah. Oh, I'm very excited. Cool.
Well, that's fabulous. Well, you just go forward with optimism and hope and enjoyment, and he is who he says he is, and he means what he says.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, thank you so much, girl.
You're welcome, Kim. Thanks for calling.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. What an awesome call. What an awesome opportunity for people to really get out there and meet who they are supposed to meet. You guys, it's 2015. This is the year of reconciliation. Things are happening at breakneck pace. They are happening so quickly for us to be able to get out there and meet the right partners. Or if we are in a particular situation where we are not, linking up with the right person currently in our life. Now, remember, love is a free will issue, you guys. We can hook up with whoever we want, good, bad, or ugly. That's or gorgeous, whatever. However, what we are dealing with here is the quick execution of people's life paths. And what that means is if you have anything out there that you need to take care of in your life, whether it is a loose end you need tying up, whether it is meeting a new person or perhaps breaking out of a relationship that has respectfully brought to you the lessons that were meant for you and brought your partner the lessons that were meant for them. And it's time for you to bless that relationship and let it go on its path, like letting a dove go into the air so that it may find its new home and your partner may find a new home and you may find a new home. Whatever is happening with us right now, we're going to experience it at breakneck pace. And just remember that. Again, if you guys have questions, concerns, crossroads, anything that you would like me to ask your angels about, just like I did for Kim, our caller from Billings, Montana, just now, give me a call in studio. That's 406-545-4496, option one. The option one part's pretty important there. There are many shows here, so we want to make sure you hit me, option one. Also, you can hit me up in the chat room at mtradio.net/chat. Some of you may have been paying attention to some world events lately, and I would encourage you to do so. World events are always fascinating, and they also are incredibly powerful if we are dealing with the energies that we're processing day to day. Now, people forget that as we process energies day to day and as things happen in the world, this changes our outlook day to day. You know, you guys have been listening to me talk on the show for months, and those who have been gracious enough to be following my work for many years have heard me talk about this time frame that we are currently in and talking about geothermal issues, different geophysical changes that the Earth is going to be going through. Man, it was, good heavens, months and months and months and months ago, I was, blogging about an occurrence that I was going to see in Oregon. And it was a dream that I had about the Oregon coast. It was summertime around July or August. It was very hot. Everybody was out on the beach. It wasn't a violent dream. It just simply showed me that it was like a cartoon almost, that the water level came up and raised on the Oregon coast about 15 feet. And it just sort of covered up. Everybody was playing on the beach and, you know, it wasn't violent. Just it was like a fast motion time-lapse photography. And everybody kept playing and the water just kept getting higher and higher and higher. And pretty soon it was clear up to this concrete embankment that I was standing on. And I remember thinking, why am I in Oregon? And why is it summertime? And why did the water get so high? And it wasn't like a big, you know, people weren't drowning and screaming. It was just a representation of how high the water was. And I found this interesting as we intersect the timeline that we are currently on, and we look at all of this geothermal activity that is happening right off the coast of Oregon. And, you know, good old Oregon, you guys have to remember that our Pacific Northwest, really California, Oregon, Washington, it's all on the Ring of Fire. Ooh, got a caller coming in. Let's take this, baby. Hey, caller. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. Thanks for calling in. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Keely.
Keely.
And I'm calling from Billings.
Keely, calling from Billings, Montana. Wonderful, honey. What can I do for you tonight?
I had a question. After we saw you on Monday, I was curious, like, if your life started over after you died.
Yes, Keely, I've got a lot of information for you, honey. And it was so nice to meet you when you guys came in. You're such a talented, smart girl. Yes, when your body dies, okay, your spirit never, ever, ever dies. It's like hatching an egg and a baby chick coming out of the egg and the shell falls apart, but then the baby chick comes out and gets to live its life. So when you hatch out of your body, and that's what we think of dying, but actually it's more like we go to this other really cool place. And when we hatch out of our body, we get a chance to kind of, just like a chicken would, to run around the farmyard for a while. And that farmyard is what we could call heaven. It's what we call nirvana. It's a place where we get to rest and play for a while. So we just run around and meet up with grandmas and grandpas and friends and people who have hatched out of their bodies before we did. And then we decide that we want to get born again. So then we get to talk to our family groups, because we always get to see our family when we go to heaven. Our family always comes and says hi, and we all get to hang out, and it's really fun. And then we decide, hey, you want to go back and do that living thing again, even though you still feel alive where you're at, right? You just want to go get yourself a new shell, like a new baby chickie. And everybody says, sure, let's go do it. And then that's when you get to pick new moms and dads, and you get to be born into a body all over again. And then you get to grow up all over again and have this cool life all over again with your family members all come back in different bodies. And you just keep doing that till you decide that next time you hatch out of your body, or what we call dying, which we don't really die, Keely. We just transfer energy. And we go back to that farmyard in the sky. And sometimes we just decide, well, I'm going to stay here. This is fun. I think I'd rather stay here. But we actually really enjoy being here, which is why we come back all the time.
Okay.
Does that make a little bit of sense to you, honey?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you always will have parents and you will always see your parents, honey. Whether it's here, whether it's in heaven, whether it's next time you come back, you will always be around your parents and they will always love you. So hopefully the chickie and the hatching egg made a little sense. And like I said, our body decides that it wears out and it dies, but our spirit never dies. We never die. We just keep going in different formats.
Okay.
Keely, it's so nice to hear from you. Have you painted any new pictures lately?
No.
No? You got to get on that. That picture was beautiful. I saw a picture of it on Facebook, and it was really awesome. So you got to paint some new pictures of what you think. Oh, you know what you should paint a picture of, Keely? You should paint a picture of what you think you look like on the inside, of what your soul looks like. That would be cool. You should try that,
okay,
sweetie. Right on, honey. Well, thank you so much for calling, sweet girl. You give your mama a great big hug for me, okay?
Okay.
Okay, sweetie. You take care.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye, Keely.
Bye.
What an awesome call. You guys, look at this. Keely, what a sweetheart. You know, she's 10 years old, and that is all these indigos coming in, all these crystal children coming in, all these children with unbelievable consciousness that want to know, hey, this life is eternal, right? And I mean, we got to go someplace after we die. We don't just die. We don't just stop. I mean, we don't. Good heavens. Even if you don't believe in an afterlife, look at Einstein. Energy does not expel itself. It's only transferred. And the human soul, on average, ranges from 0.5 ounces to 3 ounces. And it's 100% electromagnetic energy and probably a bunch of stuff we can't even measure because we don't have soul measuring equipment, which would be really cool. I want to invent that. Oh, I'd like to invent the thing that measures your soul. Can you guys imagine that? Oh my God, we would have new age soul development camps. They would be like gyms, only you bulk up your soul. I can get you to at least 3 more ounces of soul technique before you leave that body. God, that could be a real horror. That could be a metaphysical horror. Nah, maybe I won't invent that soul testing machine. That gets a little depressing. I don't know. Anyway, you guys. So going back to our conversation about all of the volcanoes that ring the west, actually it's the eastern part, the eastern ring of fire, that is Alaska and Washington State, Oregon, California, Mount Shasta, Hood, Baker, Rainier, all of those guys, Adams that run all the way up into Canada. And as we see some moving and shifting of the earth, we're going to see some moving and shifting of these large mountains. And of course, off the Oregon coast right now, it's a rumbling and grumbling as those plates are trying to shift and move and do their thing. And it's a very exciting time frame. So again, if you have questions or calls, doesn't matter how old you are. Our last caller was under the age of 18. So, you know, make sure to give a jingle, 406-545-4496, option one. That's mtradio.net/chat. You can also hit me up in the chat room and ask me questions. We have lots of folks sitting in the chat room listening, which is fabulous. I enjoy that very much. Always love that. You guys, also, with the acceleration of 2015 and with all of these indigo children and these crystal children and children coming in who are unbelievably on it with their soul lessons, they are more evolved. The parents of these children are giving children the opportunity to learn about spirituality and about God, if you will, or universe or nature or the big equation in the sky or however you think about a different energy out there. Parents are giving their children all kinds of opportunities to experience this type of spirituality, outside the box spirituality. This is right in line with how a majority of our indigo children and our crystal children are responding to their environments. They want to know, hey, what about aliens? Are they real? Hey, what happens to us after, you know, the body dies? I don't think I die, but what happens? This is part of the acceleration of 2015. I have an amazing 10-year-old daughter at home, and she regularly will ask me some really awesome questions, and she channels all kinds of fascinating information that's just brilliant. And that is part of these children's spirits. It's part of their souls. It's what they do. They are able to key in amazing ways, you know, and it's really interesting when you think about children. Because if you look at how many of our Western cultures have shut down the input of children over the many, many eons. And granted, children are children. I mean, they're small humans in training, so they're learning. And, you know, parents need to set down guidelines and boundaries and all these fabulous things because children are still uptaking information and forming into a human, a full-sized adult human. They're definitely human coming out the gate. That being said, if you think about the nature of oppression, over the years, a lot of religious oppression has focused on making sure that children are suppressed. You know, children should be seen and not heard and da-da-da-da-da. And yes, there does need to be healthy boundaries with kids because they're still learning about social mores and cues and all kinds of stuff. Yet children are open channels and they have an amazing way of keying into not only how you feel, but how the world feels. And there is a beautiful simplicity to that channel. Children don't tend to judge their opinions. They just have them. And we could learn a thing or two about watching how children process channeled information, which I think is extremely important. I mean, if we don't have the opportunity to actually sit back and learn from our little ones, then we're not doing a very good job as adults. Because yes, as adults, we're here to teach our little ones, but we're also here to learn certain things, mostly about release and about acceptance and all kinds of other cool stuff. So I love the fact that a child called today. That is so cool. I really like that, actually. I like that. I like when children become engaged in spirituality. And parents, I'm going to encourage you to have spiritual discussions with your kids. Or if you don't have kids. I didn't have kids until, good heavens, a year and some ago. I'm a brand new mom, basically. I inherited a beautiful 10-year-old. My wife's daughter is amazing. So if you are someone who has children in your life, they may not be yours. You might be an aunt, an uncle. You may be a best friend to somebody who has kids, whatever. I encourage you to talk to them about the wonders of the universe. Talk to them about spirituality. You know, a lot of us grew up in very Christian backgrounds. Some of us didn't, but a lot of us did. And a lot of parents that I've met in my age range, and I'm 46 years old, are really reticent to speak to their children about spirituality, about energies, about what's out there, about Bigfoot, about UFOs, about the Bermuda Triangle. One of the best conversations I've ever had about how the Bermuda Triangle works is with my daughter at a dinner table when we were all first getting to know each other. And she asked me, how does it work? How does a time portal in the Bermuda Triangle work? And I explained it to her, and she totally got it, and off she went. So to go do something in the room, play with toys in the room. So it's important, adults, okay, that we speak to the kids in our life intelligently. And it's okay to say, I don't know. If your child comes up and says, what happens to us after we die? If you don't know, say, you know, I don't know. Here's what I think. It's okay to have an opinion that you share with your children. Too many people, again, in my age range, I'm 46, in case you didn't catch that last time, really are fearful of imparting any sort of spirituality to their children because they were so hammered with church and with school and, you know, and you must go to Sunday school, and they don't want to repeat a cycle of what they felt to be was spiritual abuse or spiritual oppression. And you guys, okay, let's not throw the baby out with the bathwater. Just because we might have been forced to go to Sunday school back in the day does not mean that all discussions about spirituality will warp your child, okay? Actually, kids are huge open channels, and they have a ton of really interesting questions about what the heck is out there. You know, I recently, again, had a wonderful discussion with Keely and her brother and her parents about anything they wanted to ask me about. And you know what they asked about? They asked about past lives. They asked about, are aliens real? One of the best questions from the 8-year-old was, do aliens have hair? That's a good question. You know, certain races do. If you're from the Sirius AB star system, yes, you do, even though it's kind of a weird, filmy, thin little thing, and it sits way back on your head. But yes, you do have hair. So, I mean, these are important things. And parents, if you don't know, say, I don't know. Or say, let's Google it together. Do aliens have hair? Children should be encouraged, not discouraged, from channeling and from being connected to the self. Now, gang, not all of us are parents, okay? So if you don't have kids and you're listening, if you do run into a child who asks you a question about spirit, please do not shrink away from the question. Come on, adults, don't wean her out. If that child says, what do you think about blah? We oftentimes don't want to answer because we don't want to step on the spiritual toes of the parents, and we don't want to step on this. And we, oh my God, answer the question. What do you think about aliens? Well, I think they're stupid, or I think they're not real, or I think they're real. Kids are seeking information, especially kids coming in this generation. The young ones right now are old souls coming around trying to get as much information as they possibly can to get up to speed as fast as they possibly can, because they are going to have a world in which a lot of knowledge is very important as they rebuild it. Okay, that's all I'm going to say about that. So we need to give them help. Right on, got a call here. Hey, caller, welcome to Sight Unseen. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Brian from Michigan.
Brian from Michigan, how are you?
I had a little bit of a rough day today, but I'm processing it.
Oh my gosh, well, I'm glad you called. What can I help you with?
Well, actually, I'm calling about something possibly very good. I have two questions, and I know we're coming up on your break here, so I'll try to hurry. The first one is, I just got an email today, possibly about teaching a class in the fall at one of the local colleges. And this isn't the only college that's interested, so I was curious if my angels had any information for me on which one I should choose to pursue.
Brian, I was clapping very quietly in the background over here because I am doing, a theoretical cartwheel and happy dance for you right now. I am so excited. If my shoulders were not so tired from weight training today, I would do a handstand for you. I am so psyched. Brian, this is part of your path. The angel who walks with your life path is coming in. Whoa, 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 whoa. Ooh, I'm covered in goosebumps. Some good ones. This is huge, okay? Because not only are you teaching this class, but you are imparting spiritual knowledge in this class. And it's about perceptions. It's about a change in perceptions. May I ask what you're teaching on? Because they're talking to me here about changing the perceptions of the ones coming up and building a stronger foundation for the next generation. What are you teaching?
The realities of business based on my book.
Oh, yeah! Woo! Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I'm very excited about that because I am looking at, Brian, I am looking at timelines blowing open. Your angel who walks with your life path is, that's what they're talking about, imparting knowledge that changes the generations and how they move forward in business. I am so excited about this for you. The two colleges that have asked you to teach, okay, they almost look in between each other, and I'm looking at scheduling. Which colleges are these?
The first one, am I allowed to say the names on the radio?
If you wish.
The one is local here in Michigan.
Okay.
And the other one is in Colorado.
Ah, perfect. Okay. Because what they're showing me is this ping pong effect. It would not surprise me if you worked something out here where you taught on one end of a semester in one place and another end in another place. Although I do see you wanting to cover both semesters, I do see you. This is going to turn into a huge thing for you. This is going to turn into a huge thing.
I'm not sure about the Colorado one because they did an interview and an article about me, and it seemed to encounter some resistance in the comments section.
You know what? I'm laughing because where there is resistance, there is need for change. Oh, my God. The Colorado one, I'll tell you, it's interesting you would say that. What I'm seeing right now is the one that seems to be a little more localized to you, okay? That seems to be a fantastic launching point. However, what I am seeing here is an amazing opportunity, not only in Colorado, but other schools. And they are showing me offset schedules, Brian. Okay? So you may teach one semester here. You may teach another semester someplace else. You may fit these in between each other and then take on something different. And I also, this ties right in with seminars and with lectures and with other things that are coming up on your timeline. Angel who walks with your life path is reminding me of this. And that's why I got so super excited and clapped and made a fool of myself over here on the radio. Because I'm watching your entire, this is huge for you. And again, we're talking about imparting knowledge to younger generations. Wow. Which one starts sooner? Is it the one that's around you? Which job would start sooner?
Okay. Yes, but they plan everything. I have to fill out all the forms. They plan 6 months in advance, so it wouldn't start until the fall semester.
Okay, and how about Colorado?
That one, I don't have the details yet.
Okay, because I'll tell you, the reason I asked and the reason it says the one that starts sooner close to you, it looks like you're going to launch closer to home. Okay. And it does, you may be going out and doing guest seminars out in Colorado that lead to larger opportunities. Go ahead and allow yourself to get out there in these speaking engagements. The teaching part, as soon as you start teaching this class once somewhere, and it does look like it's more localized or East Coast over there, you start there and it's going to make concentric circles. You are going to be offered fellowships. I don't even know what that is, but that's the word they just gave me. You're going to be offered fellowships at different colleges to come and speak. So the one that you're going to be filling out the forms for, that looks like it is the closest in your timeline, and there is legitimacy to what you are, as far as other institutions are concerned. I think your book is incredibly legitimate. I love it. And will you please tell everyone who's listening where they can find your book and the title?
Certainly. My book is called Revelations Incorporated, The Disturbing Truth of the Business World and Workplace Culture, and it is available on Amazon and for the Kindle.
That's fabulous. Thank you, Brian. And Brian, we've been reading, of course, on Brian's trajectory for a while regarding this book, and it's very exciting for me as someone who passes along messages to actually watch these timelines blow wide open, these huge timelines of opportunity that used to be future events but are now presently occurring. I am so excited about this for you, Brian. This is huge. So yeah, go ahead and fill everything out. It looks like you're going to be launching right in your neck of the woods there. But it's going to lead you to tons and tons of different types of lecturing. And I do see you going abroad, by the way, so make sure your passport's in order.
Oh, Lord, I don't even have a passport.
Well, there you go, darling. I just myself got mine all wrangled up. Takes about 3 weeks to get it, so it's easy to do. Head on down to your post office and get her done.
Okay, I will do that. And my other question, I know it's your break, so maybe this one after the break, but the shadow period for the retrograde has begun, so this is a question for everybody. Is there anything in particular we all should watch out for during this retrograde?
You know, there absolutely is, Brian. There absolutely is, and I am going to leave everyone on a cliffhanger with your amazing question here. So don't go anywhere, okay? Stay on the line. I believe, Sean, we can still keep him on the line, right? Yes, okay. We're going to keep you on the line. Guys, we are in the shadow period for Mercury retrograde, which, of course, does affect communication and electronics. And this is going to be a very specific retrograde. There are a couple of things to watch out for so you can dodge a few bullets, and we'll talk about those right after the break. I'm Danielle Agnew. This is Sight Unseen. Don't go anywhere. Sight Unseen will be right back. Hey guys, Danielle Agnew here, inviting you to uncover secrets of the spiritual world in exquisite and disturbing detail through my eyes with my book, True Tales of the Truly Weird, Real Paranormal Accounts from a Real Psychic. From ghosts, demons, extraterrestrials, kachinas, elementals, to people who even cannibalize another person's liver, True Tales of the Truly Weird is an expose on what's really lurking beyond. Are you ready for the truth? Grab your hard copy or Kindle version today at Amazon.com. Also available for Nook and iBook. Hey, psychic and medium Danielle Agnew here. It's that time of year. We're ramping into the holidays, and with that comes the holiday stress. Sleepless nights because your brain won't shut down. My meditation CD, Creation Whispers, is a massage for the mind. I've composed a musical canvas that specifically inspires theta waves in the brain, which triggers the deep relaxation that's necessary to fall asleep. Download my album, Creation Whispers, from iTunes today and get the rest your body is craving. Also available on CD at Barjans in downtown Billings.
There is a darkness.
This place hadn't been touched for years,
and it made me feel terrified.
I don't like that place.
Bring it on.
Evil is the opposite of light and of God, and I think that that can take on a lot of different forms.
Whatever you are, I know what you are.
The place was boarded up.
Fear grabs us all.
Montgomery House, The Perfect Haunting, a Danielle Agnew film. Available on DVD at montgomeryhousehaunting.com.
At Soul Sync Body Work in downtown Billings, we're here to unlock your deepest relaxation potential with a combination treatment. Two practitioners at once for the price of one. Licensed massage therapist and Celtic tonal healer Marsha Reichert bathes you in the energy of hot stone massage and vocal tones, while holistic reflexologist Craig Harris relieves the tension in your day with a relaxing foot rub. Call Soul Sync Body Work for your appointment today at 281-0135 or visit soulsyncbodywork.com.
Hey there, it's Rebecca from Fit Body Bootcamp Billings. We've got a new way of working out that can burn more fat and make your body more athletic in less time. I'm talking about the Fit Body Bootcamp fat-burning workouts that will do the job of a one-hour traditional workout in only 30 minutes. Our secret sauce is how we create the afterburn effect with combined resistance training and cardio to make sure you burn more fat after each session. Try our 21-day Fat Loss Inferno program to see for yourself. You'll get our exclusive program with our Fit Body Jumpstart Nutrition Plan. Call 850-8459 to reserve your spot. New members only, please.
Fit Body Bootcamp. Billings. Mind. Body. Life. Actual clients. Tell their stories.
My biggest success.
Going from a size 34 to
to a size 30 for my pants and losing 25 pounds.
I went from 25% body fat down to 15% body fat.
I have lost 45 pounds.
Fit Body Bootcamp Billings, 601 24th Street West in Westgate Village. Be the change you want to see. And now, back to Sight Unseen.
Hey guys, welcome back to Sight Unseen, again broadcasting only on mtradio.net here in the big sky of Billings, Montana. Before our break, caller Brian from Michigan, who we still have on the line, had asked a terrific question. And of course, the question was, we are coming up on a Mercury retrograde. And this is absolutely true. And we are what is now in what is called the Mercury retrograde shadow period. If you don't know what the shadow period is, let me explain it to you. The shadow period is when we start feeling little trickly effects of the retrograde, except it hasn't quite happened yet. Okay, so we start feeling some effects of the retrograde, yet we're not sunk right in the middle of the retrograde. Now, the Mercury retrograde actually starts on the 18th of this month, okay? And it's going to roll all the way through until the 11th of June. So, you know, it's going to be a good stretch, a good three-week stretch like they always are. Good times. Actually, a little more than 3 weeks. This one's a little longer. But I just said 3 weeks to make you feel better. So, Brian, we still have you there, yeah?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so Brian's question was, what are some of the effects of the shadow period of the retrograde coming up? This retrograde, gang, coming in, every retrograde has a bit of an energy signature attached to it. The one that's coming in is related, okay, to the feeling of non-completion or stagnance, which is really interesting because right as you asked this question, we actually had a person in the chat room asking about them feeling like they are stagnant in their life. And that's, of course, not related with the retrograde. However, we'll get to that. We'll get to you, Makers 46 in the chat room. Get right to you. What we're going to be dealing with this next retrograde is a feeling of nothing changing. Okay, or stagnance, or the feeling of putting out a bunch of emails and just not hearing anything, or, oh my God, you guys, I'm so excited about my new venture, and then nothing happens. That is an illusion. There's a ton happening behind the scenes. This retrograde is going to be all about a perceived lack of feedback. Okay, that's where the communication breakdown is going to be, is a perceived lack of feedback. However, there's going to be tons of action and activity administratively happening in the background, but everybody's energies are going to be sapped by the retrograde to be handling the administrative part. And the thing about, oh yeah, I meant to get back to you on this, or I meant to tell you what I thought of this, or I meant to tell you, yes, we're going to be moving forward. It is the feeling of stagnance. Notice I said feeling and not you will be stagnant. Because there's a difference. So as you prepare for this, you guys, if you're starting to throw out ideas or for those in marketing, if you're putting out new ideas and you're not getting a lot of feedback back right now, this is part of that shadow period. And this also, this is going to be classic in terms of just some stupid electronic malfunctions. This is electronics. So be a little more patient with your email and your voicemail. I'm seeing a lot of problems with voicemail. Everybody on your cell carriers, watch your voicemail. Don't be surprised if all of a sudden you get 70 voicemails in one day that were bunched up from a week. Okay, so we're going to have some technical issues there. But again, just be patient and do not succumb to the feeling of hopelessness that comes in when the illusion of no feedback is coming in. Your projects are still being worked on. That's what I got for you, Brian, off of the celestial ticker tape.
That is awesome. Thank you.
You are so welcome, Brian. Anything else I can do for you today?
Possibly, but I'm going to leave you with a cliffhanger because turnabout is fair play, and I'll save that for my call-in on your next show next week.
Oh, okay. That's good enough. Quid pro quo, Clarice. Okay, go for it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Brian. You take care. Thanks for calling.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Brian from Michigan, thank you for those wonderful calls, reaching out to everybody. Going into our chat room, we've got all kinds of wonderful folks chatting in there. And you guys, I really always encourage you guys to chat with one another in the chat rooms. A lot of times, when you're tuning into the show, all right, You're being called to do so for whatever reason. Maybe you're curious. Maybe you're bored. Maybe you accidentally butt-dialed the show. Who knows? But that's okay, because here you are. And a lot of times the topics that we're covering are very powerful for the people listening, even if folks aren't asking questions. So if you're out there and you want to ask questions, please don't hesitate. Join us in our chat room at mtradio.net/chat. Of course, you can always call at 406-545-4496, option one. Getting to the chat room, Makers 46 said, my life has been stagnant. It has to end, the stagnance, not your life, Makers. What do the angels say I need to do to bust open the energies and get back on a self-supporting and functional trajectory? Honestly, what I'm seeing here, Makers, this is, again, I think I believe strongly big transitions were afoot for you. You're on the other side of those big transitions. And what I'm seeing here is you just being able to get your message out. Get your message out. How we make money, you guys, money is a funny little thing, especially in the 21st century. We tend to assign our self-worth to how we drive income. And this is a very interesting conundrum, because the universe doesn't view money like we do. The universe looks at prosperity and says, hey, guess what? All money is all money energy is the same. Whether you get it working at Starbucks, whether you get it babysitting a kid, whether you get it running a company as a CEO, everything that we've got going on in our life revolving finances and self-support is a money energy. So one of the things that you can do, Makers, is to go ahead and open up the self and say, no, seriously, I am really willing to, short of illegal stuff and stuff that makes your hair curl, I'm willing to do pretty much anything that's going to give me the kind of prosperity that will work for me right now. Now, keep in mind, back in the day, that used to mean, oh God, I got to take a night shift at the convenience store. Or, oh my God, I got to work at the whatever, blah, blah, blah. And not that there's anything wrong with those jobs, you guys. I'm simply saying, back in the day, that might have meant taking a job that would have really, made our stomach turn. What I'm being told here, Makers, is that there is great prosperity here. It is the universe redirecting. And you are still on the back end of the redirection. This is a new chapter. And again, we're coming into the shadow period for this retrograde, which has the illusion or the feeling of stagnance, even though it's not. So getting out there and doing some reassigning of the self, and I do see you've done a lot of that, so okay. But they're talking about literally just saying, you know what, I'm going to try to apply for this. Apply for some stuff that you've never done before, just as a freakishly weird science experiment. And look at it as a fun new way to start turning a corner. I tell people this who are struggling sometimes in a rut energetically, and it helps people if they try going for something you've never done. Hold on one second, Makers. Caller, thank you for ringing in. I'm your host, Danielle Agnew, and what is your name and where are you calling from?
This is Makers 46.
Makers 46. I figured it would be you, darling. You know what? What can we do for you, darling? Come on. We got to get this rolling. Well,
just as you were winding up to answer the question, the sound died on the feed.
Oh, my God. Okay. Welcome to the Mercury Retrograde Shadow Period.
Right after the discussion. Yeah. And I am a Gemini. I'm ruled by Mercury. And it will sit there and say, what else can I do to you today?
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. Well, Makers, I figured this was you. I figured it was you calling, and I'm glad you did, doll, because this is much easier to have a conversation with you person to person. I appreciate the comments in the chat room, of course, always. What they're telling me here is restart that prosperity energy. Go for something. Apply for something you have never, ever, ever done. Do something that is completely out of the wheelhouse. Throw that prosperity energy at the wall like an egg and watch it splatter. Sometimes when we find ourselves that we're in a prosperity rut, is what I like to call them. And we might be gunning in one direction or pushing a lot in another direction. As you stated, you're a Gemini, you rule communication, you get bored easily. Honest to God, prosperity energy, the universe does not distinguish between what is prosperity as far as what we think would be great for our low and high ego, or what is prosperity as far as just making some darn money and having some fun. So what I would recommend...
Making the darn money, yeah. The darn money is necessary, because I've had to be dependent on friends over the at least year and a half. And that's not good.
Well, no. And so what they're talking to me about is stepping outside of the perception of the self. This is going to come into play in some written material that you're going to generate later. Okay? Stepping outside of the perception of the self. This is applying for stuff you've never done and saying, to hell with it. I'm going to completely step over here and apply to be an alligator trainer. I'm going to apply to da-da-da-da-da. What I see here is the expansion of energy. Okay? And when you do this, because your question, you know, the original question was, how do I crack out of this? How do I break out of this? And you have done a significant amount to break out of it. You were at the very end of the, actually, you've already ended a cycle. I'm getting corrected by your life path angel. You've ended a cycle of stagnance. This is a new cycle, and it's bringing in new energy. So find something that you might even find humor in that you may think is slightly absurd. That you might think, what the hell? This is just, I'm just going to apply for this. I actually see you getting hired and being like, you got to be kidding me. You have got to be, I got hired as an alligator trainer. This is the most bizarre thing. Yet what I'm seeing here, it's not that the universe doesn't want you to do what you want to do here, makers. What this is about is the universe opening you up like a hazelnut. And there is a great amount here that's going to come through. So in a direct answer to your question, I do see you applying for all kinds of stuff, okay? They're talking about something completely, and yeah, go ahead and apply for stuff you've done, but just look way out of your wheelhouse and try that. It gets the prosperity energy rolling, because sometimes we get a little too bottlenecked energetically in where we feel we would be of use. And I do see you being open to pretty much whatever, yet this is about...
Hey, I mean, I even went for an interview at Dunkin' Donuts and they didn't want me.
Oh my God. You know what? I want you. That's crazy. Come on up here to Montana. You'll get 75 jobs up here. You know what? And Dunkin' Donuts probably wasn't quite the right fit, but I am seeing something that has to do with it's look in your area for some kind of conservation, some kind of activism, some kind of stir the pot-ing, whatever. And even though you haven't technically done it, go for this, okay? I think Dunkin' Donuts might have been a little bit, perhaps not in your life path area, no matter what. But look at some, because these do seem to be fairly professional jobs makers. They are not, you know, completely out there as far as, you know, putting the plastic end on shoelaces or something like that. It's not quite there.
I've got a lot of financial services experience. I've got educated up the yazoo, and... And I'm going figured that Washington D.C. would be a good area for my skill set. So far, not much.
Actually, it's okay. It's all right. You just got there. You just landed. Dust is still settling, darling. And I do see a ton of opportunities still there. Again, it's interesting. Look in these areas of conservation activism. Try not to throw open your mouth when I say this, but I'm seeing something around politics. It's not just because you're in Washington. It's not working for politicians. It's more like bills or something that needs to be passed because it's good for the people kind of stuff. So put your brain, that giant brain, darling, put it to work solving problems, okay? That's what they're talking to me about, is you solving problems and helping others solve problems. And I know we are being directed to some unlikely places to have the most impact right now. So whether that's going to work on, that's why they were saying, look at these issues that could be on the ballot. Look at working in lobby campaigns, but for the preservation of the planet. There's all kinds of stuff I'm seeing, and your background is going to be excellent for this, especially in the areas of fundraising.
Okay.
So sounds weird, but you're going to have fun with it.
All right. Well, thank you, Miss Danielle.
You are welcome, darling. I'm so glad you called. Yay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. You take care. Bye-bye. Wonderful calls from Maker's Mark. I love it. 46. You go, girl. Claire in the D.C. area. I love this show because I have an opportunity to reach out to all of you guys. This is the way I get a chance to give back. We have callers from Billings, Montana, from Michigan, from the D.C. area. I love this. I love it. And you guys, if you are struggling in the areas of work right now, our caller who just called in, obviously extremely intelligent woman, published author. She's done a lot of really great things and is waiting for the redirect. from the universe for her passions and for her talents. And so again, reach outside of something you have done for a very long time if you're looking to mix up your prosperity energy. And something, I mean, you've obviously got to have an interest in it, you guys. It can't be something you're completely not interested in, because the spiritual physics of that just won't work. However, mix it up a little and get out there and take your natural gifts and talents and lead with them. You could tell by the wonderful personality from our caller makers that she, you know, she can stir the pot. She can be a rabble rouser. She can get conversations going. And those energies are needed. Look and see deep within. Where are your natural gifts and talents right now? What are you being called to do? You know, maybe your education is in art history. Maybe you have a business administration background, whatever. That wasn't the question I asked you. I didn't ask you what your background was in. I asked you, what are you feeling called to do? Now, there's a huge difference there, okay? What are you feeling called to do? If you honor that calling, all right? If you honor that calling, and usually it has to do with your base level design, honor that calling because it will net you what you want to do. I mean, it will net you success. We are afraid to honor our calling because we're told by naysayers, oh, you know, you'll never make money as a political activist, or you're never going to make money as a writer, or you won't make money as an artist, or, you know, unless you go work at the whatever, the widget plant, you're not going to make any money. That is bull crap. Bull crap. It is crap of bulls. It is crap of birds. It is crap of horses. It is all kinds of processed crap of any living creature. Okay, did I cover all the crap? Because it is. If you are being called to do something, then the universe is trying to place you in a job. And it's trying to do that by using your natural gifts and talents. Now, we can have amazing pulls toward all kinds of things. We can have pulls towards, I'm pulled to painting. Okay, I'll use myself as an example here. I get pulled to paint. So I go in my back room in my house and in our house, and I paint these amazing, well, you know, works. And I'm not saying the art is amazing. I'm saying the experience of painting is amazing. And I have a great time with it. Now, I'm called to paint. I don't necessarily feel that that is my full-time calling. But when I'm called to do it, I go back in our house, and my wife is incredibly supportive, and she, you know, says, go back there and paint, and practically puts a foot in my butt sometimes. So I will, but I'll go back and paint, and I will feel better, and I will be a happier person. And I really, really, really am a nicer person when I'm doing what I'm called to do. You know, if it's a small business and you're afraid to do it, then it's probably the right thing for you to do. Okay. Fear means your whole life is going to change. Fear means your whole life is going to change. And if we're like, oh God, if I actually do this, then I'm going to have to follow through on it. It's not fear of success, guys. It's fear of managing something that's successful. It's fear of not being able to put our feet up on the sofa and watch Modern Family because we actually have to be working. But guys, we are designed to work. The human species is designed to do. We are designed to output. We are designed to love. We are designed to create. And we do need to rest. And the problem is that the powers that be in the old 20th century and 19th century and 18th century and keep going backwards, physics, wanted to make sure that we were constantly working in order to drum up money for them. So we, you know, generationally have a really twisted up idea of the balance between actually making somebody money and making ourselves money and resting. And I'll tell you guys something. If you are an entrepreneur, if you are listening and you're somebody who wants to start your own business, you know, guys, there will be things that the universe will teach you about yourself that will be called for in your business that require you doing them that you don't want to do. Now, that's called being a grown-up. I know it's scary and it's sad, but it's true. So if the universe is calling you to entrepreneurship, or calling you to an area that you've never done, never gone before, you bet your butt that you are going to be stretched in the learning process, because that's what your soul asked for. That's why you're being called toward that endeavor. And besides, you guys, nothing worth having if you just walk into any endeavor and it's easy as pie and you just snap it off the shelf and you walk out, the human spirit does not tend to find value in that. Okay? So what we tend to seek is that which requires work on our part. Now, here's the catch 22, and here's the little secret loophole in all of this. You will be called to action in areas that your design supports. So if you're a rabble rouser, you might be called into journalism. You might be called into therapy, actually. You may be called into a field like working in the political field. And rabble rouser's good. We need people to help us think. Okay. Now, we also may be called to push ourselves past the areas that we don't want to deal with in those areas. Like, oh my God, I'm working with weird political tools and douchebags. What do I do? Or, oh my God, that's going to challenge myself as far as how I go forward. Or, oh my God, I'm an entrepreneur and I'm very creative and I don't want to deal with the money end of this. Why do I have to deal with the marketing and sales end? I don't want to. I want to deal with the heart of my business. And when you get enough money to hire a manager or a bookkeeper to deal with that, go for it. But the universe is teaching you about the versatility of you. Are you hearing me, people? The universe is trying to teach you about how versatile you are. The universe is trying to teach you that you are a wealth of tools that you never knew you had. The universe is trying to tell you that, yes, though we do need to ask others for help, we do not need to be dependent on anybody else, although it is healthy for us to accept help in areas that are not our bailiwick. Okay? The universe is trying to show you how capable you are and what you are capable of. You know, honestly, you know, it's sad when we think about the fact that we cannot actually get on board with our design without judging ourselves by how much money we make. Remember to separate. There is a difference between how much money we make and our calling and purpose. If we become in alignment with some of the little pieces and parts that we don't want to deal with in ourself and in our life and in our business, if we get into alignment with that and we push ourselves just a little bit, we build a spiritual muscle. And just like building your shoulders to wear tank tops in the summertime when we work out, if we build our spiritual muscles, we can handle that much more. And that's where success comes in, guys. If we don't have our muscles built up spiritually, intellectually, and psychologically, how the heck are we supposed to get all of this great success poured onto us from the universe? How is that possible? Because we won't be able to support it. We will be a scaffold that will crumble beneath the weight of the opportunity that has been dropped upon us. That's why universe asks us to build ourselves up and push us past our scaredy spots to build our muscles up so we can support the success. So there you go. Guys, I want you to stick around for Channeling Divine. That's with Marcia Reichert. She has a wonderful guest that I think you're going to love right after I'm done here. You can always hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. Find me at Danielle Agnew, E-G-N-E-W. Look me up on my website, danielleagnew-advisor.com. You can hit me up for appointments, for readings at Barjan's Books. My private practice has an outreach there on Monday and Wednesday, 252-4398, area code 406, or hit me up at contact at danielleagnew-advisor.com. Thanks, guys, for listening. Stick around for Channeling Divine and have a blessed week.